Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The supervisory pharmacist at a now-closed compounding center in Framingham, blamed for a fatal meningitis outbreak, has to wait till December to find out how much time he'll spend in prison. A jury convicted pharmacist Glenn Chin on charges of mail fraud and racketeering. But Chin does not face life in prison. The jury decided the government did not prove he committed second-degree murder. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri, who covered the trial, has our story this morning.
Rat-a-tat-tat came the verdicts. Guilty, 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 guilty. Convictions for mail fraud. Convictions for putting adulterated and misbranded drugs into interstate commerce with intent to defraud and mislead. 778 unsuspecting patients seeking simple pain relief had gotten terribly sick in 2012. 76 of them died after being injected with fungus-contaminated steroids produced under Glenn Chin's supervision. He and the New England Compounding Center were accused of carrying out a massive life-threatening fraud. Racketeering, guilty. The verdicts came in a relentless chain of humiliation for the supervisory pharmacist. And yet, Glenn Chin's attorneys were quietly overjoyed they had beaten the murder charges. Attorney Steve Weymouth.
This was never, ever, ever, no matter what these prosecutors tell you, this was never a murder case. Ever, ever, ever. They wanted it to be, but they've lost 50 times now on these murder cases.
Chin had been charged with second-degree murder in the deaths of 25 victims. Prosecutors called his crime depraved heart murder. They argued Chin intentionally engaged in conduct so reckless it constituted wanton and willful disregard of life. Indeed, one email from the company president, Barry Cadden, to Chin before the outbreak warned that unsanitary conditions in the so-called clean room were a catastrophe waiting to happen, that people would die. The far-stretching murder charges were at the heart of the case. These were clearly the most serious ones. They could have sent Glenn Chin to prison for life.
Absolutely. However, and the jury did, just so we know and we're clear, the jury found him guilty of every other count in the indictment.
Unlike Barry Cadden, who was president and part owner, was clearly the driver of the criminal enterprise that put profits before safety, Chin was a salaried employee with no motive to cut corners, the defense argued. Your theory at trial was that he was both incompetent and he was a yes man, put in the position to be a yes man. He was convicted of those things today, was he not?
He was. He was not, you know, he was a licensed pharmacist. He had duties and responsibilities that he just didn't follow through. So did Barry Cadden. And basically Glenn Chin is going to be held responsible.
But just as federal prosecutors had charged Cadden with murders of the same 25 patients, but then failed to win convictions at his trial last spring, they failed again with Chin. Prosecutors appeared stunned by the verdicts. In a written statement, acting U.S. Attorney William Weinreb welcomed the convictions. He said, quote, Mr. Chin ran NECC's clean room operations with depraved disregard for human lives. But the verdicts are heartbreaking for the victims. Bill Thomas of Michigan is one of the many survivors still suffering from pain and mental confusion in a life of being homebound.
It's so disappointing to so many people. It's just beyond me how so many people can be sickened and die, and there's no second-degree murder verdict.
In an exchange with a government witness last week, defense attorney Robert Sheketoff said he should have quit his job, but that doesn't mean you should find him guilty of murder. Sheketoff intended the line as a closing argument to the jurors, and they didn't find Chin guilty of murder. But they made it clear that as a pharmacist, Chin had been playing with dynamite, and the dynamite had exploded, just like Barry Cadden had predicted. Cadden, the boss, got 9 years. Chin's attorneys hope he'll get less. His victory is not getting life. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.